Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
I was blessed, as I hope you were, with godly parents. They passionately believed the gospel of Christ and committed their lives and the lives of their 12 children to the cause of Christ. Whatever we Claiborne children are and have done can be credited to a great extent to the faithfulness of our parents. I can never remember a time when my parents did not attend every service of the church. They taught their children about God and tried to lead us in the right way. I am grateful to God for such devoted parents. Miriam, Aaron, and Moses also had wonderful parents. They were more strongly committed to their family than to obeying the commands of the Egyptian Pharaoh. The Pharaoh had charged all the people that every son who was born was to be cast into the river. The parents of Moses were not going to comply with the king's command. They saw that Moses was a goodly child and hid him 3 months. Exodus 2:2. Did they receive some special message from God concerning the destiny of their son? Was it simply natural love for their son which caused them to defy the king's commands? We are not given the answers to those questions, but we do know the effort Amram and Jochebed made to prevent their sons being killed at the whim of the Egyptian Pharaoh. Did it take great faith and courage on the part of Amram and Jochebed to save their son from the Pharaoh's cruelty? My friend, you know it did. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's bank. Exodus 2:3. As a small infant, Jochebed could fairly easily hide Moses, but as he grew, it became increasingly difficult. But who would have ever conceived the plan Jochebed devised? She made an ark, or a basket, of bulrushes, which incidentally grew in great numbers along the banks of the Nile River. When she had made the basket, she plastered it with tar and pitch. After she had completed her task of making the basket, she then placed Moses in it. She laid the basket in the flags or the reeds by the river's bank. What did Jochebed expect to happen to her son when she placed him along the side of the Nile River? Did she have any kind of assurance that he would be protected? The book of Hebrews provides some insight into the faith of Amram and Jochebed. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Hebrews 11:23. The expression "by faith" may give us some answers regarding Amram and Jochebed. Paul tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hebrews 10:17. Is it possible, or even likely, that God had in some way revealed to Amram and Jochebed what he had in store for their son? I do not know, but I certainly lean toward some kind of communication from God concerning Moses. When Moses was placed in the basket and set in the Nile River, Miriam stood afar off to know what would be done to him. Exodus 2:4. Who can forget the beautiful child in Cecil B. DeMille's motion picture, The Ten Commandments, who hid herself in the reeds and watched the baby Moses? Obviously, there is considerable imagination in the movie, but it must have happened somewhat like the picture presents it. There certainly is no question in my mind that God was watching over the entire situation. He and He alone could have brought about so much good from such abominable evil. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.